This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, September 25th. God's word for you today is ask boldly. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Samuel 17, verse 26. And it says, David asked the soldiers standing nearby, "What will a man get for killing this Philistine and ending his defiance of Israel? Who is this pagan Philistine anyway that he is allowed to defy the armies of the living God?" For you to take bold steps in your relationships with God, with your parents, with your siblings, with your friends, with your colleagues, and with your boss, you need to ask. When I entered paid employment, my supervisor was a lady who became a manager just after I joined the organization. There were about four steps between us, and in 4 years, when I was leaving, she was reporting to me, and there was a step between us. How did I get promoted? Simple. Bosses always have problems. So I paid attention to the problem my boss was having, and I asked to solve it. Then I went for many sleepless nights until I solved the problem. I made my boss look good to his boss, and in turn, he puts me in charge of that area. After I have done the work for months, and it is time for promotion, guess who gets promoted? Stop sitting there and complaining. Ask. Do not ask for promotions. Ask to solve problems. Ask for more jobs. Ask to add more value. Do not ask for more money. The money will come. In today's scripture reference, David asked and kept on asking. Guess what happened? 1 Samuel 17 verse 31 says, "Then David's question was reported to King Saul, and the king sent for him. David got positioned for promotion because he asked." Ask. It is an established fact that the single most important habit of innovative thinkers is asking questions. The people that have studied creativity and innovation tell us that the single most important habit the most innovative thinkers in the world have is asking questions. The most creative people on earth are children. What do children do to be extremely creative? They always ask questions. But what do parents say? "Leave me alone. You ask too many questions. Go and play with your toys." And parents respond like that because they have become weak intellectually. When I went to see Pastor Craig Groeschel, I went to my meeting with him with questions. I asked questions after questions after questions, and he kept blowing my mind with his responses. But I noticed that he was also asking me questions, and it was like a question-asking competition. I said to myself, "Wait a minute, I am the one that flew how many kilometers to ask this man questions. He must not out-ask me." But he was genuine and sincerely wanted to know how my team and I do so many things. The average attendance at Life Church is 100,000 every Sunday. How can I sit in front of someone who pastors a church of 100,000 people and is asking me questions? No, I am the one asking questions. It is not two friends talking. It is the teacher and a student. Sometimes, ego does not allow people to take their position. You better open your mouth and ask, because, like the Yorubas say, it is what the bird eats that the bird can fly with. Let us pray. Father, please give me the hunger that drives me to take the bold steps of asking questions in my relationships that will birth my next level, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.